morning. Hi. It's Friday. And I'm in bed, and I should not be in bed, but I'm so tired. Not just tired, but also... what's the word? Oh, horny. That's the word. Yes. Finished recording the book yesterday, and then I finished some other, work and life related tasks, and then this great curtain of fatigue fell upon me, just descended right down on me, and I fell into the bed and I slept for a couple of hours. I think I really needed that. I still feel rather tired, but I'll get up and I'll have coffee and be a productive member of society. But first, I want to thank you. To thank you for being here for me, for being supportive. Whether quietly or less so. Just being in my corner, it means a lot to me. More than I really know how to express. And I guess it's the exhibitionist in me that also just really, not only am I turned on, but also, it's like I need you to listen to me or to watch me, knowing that you are listening does things to me, and it makes me want to show you more. I'm not going to show you anything this morning, but I'll let you listen as I lie in my bed, naked, just a little morning light shining on my skin. The air is cool, so my nipples are even harder than they usually are. And I'm slowly gliding my fingers across my belly. And because I'm talking to you, my body is waking up and my hips are starting to move. And goosebumps breaking out over my skin. My skin is so sensitive and so soft. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate you supporting me, believing in me. I'm grateful. Thank you. You know, I've gotten these new toys and I still haven't shown you the motor bunny, the thrusting dildo, the suction cup dildo. So shockingly big when I took it out of its package. It's just a standard size dildo, I think, but it's bigger than I used to. Should I get it? Should I use it now? I had to, you know. I had to get it. This may be a little tricky with my hurt arm. Oh, I'm already really wet. Do you want to hear? I'm rubbing the head of the dildo right against my wet cunt. Even though it's not that big as dildos go, I still have to work it in, even though I'm so wet. Why am I so wet? All the time, so wet. Oh, I love how sensitive I am and how I can feel it. Oh, sliding all the way in. Oh. And then I can just hold it there and grip it with my cunt and squeeze around it. Oh, and here's the other fun thing. I'm in my bed, of course, not in the booth. My new bed. I don't know if you can hear, but I have a remote control that can raise and lower the head and foot of the bed, and I've discovered that when I am really fucking myself, I like to have the foot of the bed raised all the way. So, so that my ass is tilted up, and I like to think about getting filled with a nice huge load of cum and having it tilted like this, so there's even a better chance of it making me pregnant if I get just really fucking pumped full of cum. Well, that's super wet. Some people really like wet sounds. It's just fuck. It feels so good to feel it sliding in and out of me, filling me up. I don't really want to draw this out anymore. I just need to come. Because look, I need it. I need it, and I need to come, and I need. Fuck. Fuck. I don't even care. I don't care. Sort of sorry. I mean, not really sorry, actually. I'm sorry for not being sorry, I guess. I just really needed that, and I feel so much better now. And now I'm gonna... you know, I kind of actually feel like going back to sleep with this still inside me. Maybe I will. Fall asleep. feeling like I just got a nice big load of cum pumped into me. Falling asleep with your cock still inside me, holding it in. Maybe that's what I'll do. I hope you have a wonderful day.